The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 4th, 1985 at Kathmandu, Nepal. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 4 through 55.
Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation ever offered before. The most brilliant, sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service. Radha Krishna pranaya prakritir haladhini shaktir asmad ekatmana vabhuvi pura deha vedhangatau thau chaitanya kyang prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhava dyuti suvallitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Translation. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency.
Sri Radha and Krishna prem ko antrik jun prem ras cha tyo chai bhagwan Sri Krishna ko antrik shakti
ho. Aladini shakti. Anandaka shakti. Krishna Das Kaviraj in Vrindavan. This is a great history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bande
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauradaye Pushpavanto Chitra Sandho Tamanodo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon.
Mahatma Adarnya Pranam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ra Sri Nityananda gardachu jo chai Surya ra Chandrama jastai hununcha.
They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. In the Vedas it describes that North India is known as Gauda and South India is known as Dravida. Gauda means up to the Himalayas. The five ancient states are there in Gauda Desh. This is including from Gujarat to Nepal, Terai, Mithila, and on the east, Banga. And the eastern horizon of Gaud, the eastern portion, that is Banga. So Chaitanya, he appeared on the east, just like the sun and moon appear in the east. You see. So that they have appeared in the east, this is to indicate that just like the sun and the moon come, they have come to take away all the darkness of the world. So, in the every incarnation of Godhead is predicted in the Vedic literatures. It's mentioned in the Vedas. Without being mentioned, no one can be accepted as an incarnation of Godhead or avatar. Avatar means that from the spiritual world, the Lord Himself comes in order to give benediction to the people in the material world. As well as sometimes to perform their own pastimes. Just as Krishna described in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritra naya sadhuram vinashaya chaduskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sangbhavami juge juge. That I come in every millennium to deliver my devotees and to annihilate the miscreants and to establish real religious principles. So, similarly, when we state and when all these great acharyas and gurus have stated that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an avatar of Krishna, there must be some reason why they are saying that. One thing was that Prahlad Maharaj in the Bhagavatam, he stated that in Kali Yuga, he stated that the Lord is known as Tri Yuga because he appears only in Satya, Treta and Dwapara Yugas. Shri
Prahlad Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam na bhanu huncha ki Shri
Bhagavan like Triyugi Vanincha Kinavane Vasati Yugma Dvapara Yugma Rakali Yugma Adhe Dhanuncha. Itangani Tiryagrishi Deva Jashavatarai Lokan Vibhavaya Sihansi Jagat Pratipan Dharmanga Mahapurusha Pasi Yuganu Vritam Channa Kalo Yat Abhavastri Yugota Satvam. My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations in the families of men, animals, demigods. Rishis, aquatics, and other forms. Thus you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Tri Yuga, one who only appears in three yugas. So here, Prahlad Maharaj predicted, because he was in previous yuga, that in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes, but in a covered avatar. He comes in disguise as an actor. So we know that in this age, the yuga dharma is to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Yes,
Yugma, Sri Krishna Mahamantra Gucharan Garnuni, yes, Yukala Yukti Pucha. Krite Dhyatom Vishnum, Tretayam Yajatamakai, Dwarpayam Pradichajayam Kalotadhari Kirtanat. That in Kali Yuga, we chant Hari Kirtana, the holy names of Krishna, Hari.
Yes, Kali Yugma, Hami Sri Hari Kirtan Gartasam Sri Hari Kirtanam Linsam.
So, in the Bhagavat, Mahapurana, it predicted that Krishna will come in a non-blackish color to spread this Yuga Dharma of the chanting of Krishna Sankirtana. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnang Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajjai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. The Bhagavad Puran, however, is not the only Vedic literature to predict this coming of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Upanishad, there is also a prediction. Gaura Sarvatma Mahapurusho Mahatma Mahayogi Tri Gunatita Sattarupo Bhaktin Loke Kasyati. Lord Gaura, who is the all-pervading super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and powerful mystic.
Shri Gaura Bhagavan, the same Shri Krishna Bhagavan ka avatar hunuhuncha, ek jogi bhayera avatrit hunuhuncha.
He is above the three modes of material nature. And he is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. Here it predicted, Loke kasyati. Loke means throughout the planet.
Loke vanyale, yes, vishwabhari.
You see, it was predicted that Lord Chaitanya's movement would go throughout the entire world. In the Sweta Swatara Upanishad, there are also predictions. Mahana Prabhur Vai Purusha Sattvasyaisa Pravartaka Sunir Malang Imang Praptin Ishano Jyotirabhyaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with Him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dushyam Sri Bhagavan Hununcha, Yes Sansar Mahartit Vera, Aapna Brahma Jyoti Ko Prakash Pelaunu
Huncha. So, there are many Vedic references that the Lord comes in Kali Yuga in golden color and that He spreads bhakti, He spreads samkirtan. That He comes not as a the Supreme Lord, like Ram or Krishna, did with their full opulence. But He came directly as a saint, as a sadhu, as a devotee. It's important to understand that since these are general predictions, then someone may say, well, how do we know that specifically Lord Chaitanya is fulfilling those predictions? Maybe there was someone else who also had the similar features. Of course, up to now we don't find any similar personality. Who specifically taught the Srimad Bhagavat, pure bhakti, and who spread Harinam Sankirtan all over the southern Asia. Apart from that, there are some specific predictions. Which mention that in Kali Yuga, the Lord will come as the son of Mother Sachi. In the Vayu Purana, it mentions, Kalo Sankirtanarambhe Bhavishyami Sachi Suta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtan movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sachi Devi.
Vayu Purana, yo kura bhaniyeko cha ki Sri Bhagwan bhannuhuncha, jaba Sankirtan abhiyan sansar hunecha, tes bagat ma Sachi putra ka rupma avtarit hunechu.
In the Krishna Yamala, it states, Punyakshetre Navadvipe Bhavishyami Sachi Suta. I shall appear in the holy land of Navadvipa as the son of Sachi Devi.
Krishna Yamala Antanya Kura Baniyaku Chaki Manadvip Dhamma Sachi Putra Ka Rupma Avtarit Hunechu.
So, just as it was predicted that Krishna would come as the eighth son of Devaki, it was also predicted in the Vedas that Krishna will come as a devotee, in the form of devotee, as the son of Mother Sachi. I know that all these quotations and everything, they may be a bit lengthy, but I'm just trying to present it in a very systematic way, so that you can have the full reference, because I know that many of you may not be acquainted with the Vedic background of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more than a saint.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu era sadhu bhanda badi hununthyo.
He is actually a secret incarnation of Krishna, which was predicted by all of the Vedic literatures. He came here amongst all of us, and he left. And while he was here, he kept his personality covered. Only after he left was it revealed that actually what was to all, what was his real purpose. So there are so many other quotes from Mundaka Upanishad, from the Brahma Yamala, Ananta Sanghita. There are so many other various quotations which are predicting the coming of the Lord in this form. Lord Buddha is also an incarnation in a covered form. But he is a Shaktavesh avatar. He is a partial incarnation. It's known as a Shaktavesh avatar. That's mentioned in different Puranas, and all Vedic scholars accept that Lord Buddha is one of the 10 avatars, or one of the avatars. In the Ananta Sanghita, there the Lord, secret mission for coming is mentioned.
Brahma,
Yaiva Bhagavan Krishna Radhika Pranavallabha Shrishtyadho Sa Jagannato Gaura Ashina Maheshwari. The Supreme Person, Sri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Sri Radharani, is the Lord of the universe in creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He appears as Gaura, O Maheshwari. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself didn't write any volumes of books. Rather, he only wrote 8 verses known as
Shikshastra.
Although he was known as the greatest pandit in India and in this part of Asia then. Rather, he told everyone that they should daily read the Srimad Bhagavatam. He glorified the Bhagavatam as the spotless Purana, as especially suited and necessary to be read in this age of. The second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam explains the purpose of the Bhagavatam. The great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadeva from the 4 original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees. And completely rejects the cheating ways of materially motivated religiosity. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of a living being. And award the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than Srimad Bhagavat. Dharma prochita koita vatra paramonia matsara nam satang bedyang avastava matra vastu sivadang tapa trayonamulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mohamuni Krite King Vaparayari Swara Sadhyo Hitya Varudhya Tetra Kritibhi Susrushubhi Tatkshonat. So, actually, the Srimad Bhagavat in one of the first verses also mentions that the Srimad Bhagavatam is intended to create a revolution in the materialistic lives of the conditioned souls. That the Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing eternal religious principles in a world where everyone is acting only for temporary purposes. Srimad Bhagavatam is challenging all the other scriptures.
श्रीमद् भागवतमले अन्य ग्रन्थहरूलाई चुनौती दिएको छ.
It's saying dharma, artha, kama, moksha are all cheating.
यसले भन्दछ कि धर्म, अर्थ, काम, मोक्ष सबै हामीलाई छल गरेका छन्.
Such a heavy challenge Srimad Bhagavat is giving to the other scriptures.
यस्तो जोरदार चुनौती यस श्रीमद् भागवतमले गरेको छ.
It's saying that religion for fruitive activity, that accumulation of economic development, as well as sense gratification and even liberation, are all ultimately to be rejected as part of the material world, that these are not transcendental.
यसले भन्दछ कि धनको प्राप्ति गर्नु, ऐश्वर्यको प्राप्ति गर्नु,
ऐश्वर्य
धन ऐश्वर्य र यहाँसम्म मुक्तिको प्राप्ति गर्नु पनि यस भौतिक संसारकै एक भाग हुन् र यसले हाम्रो सनातन धर्मको स्थापना नगरिकन र हामीलाई चाहिँ साँच्चैको सुख प्राप्त गर्न सक्दैन.
That Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing that real eternal principle or Bhagavad Dharma is actually to engage in the direct service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
यसले हाम्रो सनातन धर्म अथवा श्री भगवानको सेवा गर्ने धर्म, श्री भगवानको भक्ति गर्ने धर्मको स्थापना गर्दछ.
Spontaneous loving service to the Supreme Lord, that is eternal religious principle.
खास गरी हाम्रो सनातन धर्मको सिद्धान्त श्री भगवानको प्रेममय सेवा गर्नु हो.
For instance, another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam states that if one practices religion but doesn't develop pure love for God, then what is the use of that religion? It's simply a useless waste of time.
र श्रीमद् भागवतममा अर्को श्लोकमा यो कुरा बताइएको छ कि कुनै व्यक्तिले धर्मको पालन गर्दछ तर श्री भगवानको प्रेममय सेवा गर्दैन भने त्यस्तो धर्मको कुनै काम छैन, त्यो खालि समयको बर्बादी गर्नु हो.
If you just do the rituals, but ultimately you don't become situated in transcendental consciousness, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Srama Ivahi Kevalam, it is simply expending energy. So, that is the nature of pure bhakti, that it is self-effulgent, it's not depending upon any other process.
Ra bhakti premmai bhakti esto cha ki tesko aafnai prakash huncha, tyo chai aru kunai kehi kura ma bhar pardaina.
Dharma sanusthita pungsham vishwakshena kata sujat natpadaya jatira ting srama eva hi keva sabai pungsham paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje. Not that it's saying, it's explaining. If you have the patience to go through the 12 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, verse by verse, reading the purports by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, you can see how systematic the subject is explained.
र हामी यस ग्रन्थलाई धैर्यपूर्वक यसका 12 वटा स्कन्ध श्लोकबाट पढ्दैछौँ र श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी प्रभुपादद्वारा यसमा भनिएको तात्पर्य आदि राम्रो बुझिकन पढ्दछौँ भने यसले सनातन धर्म र प्रेममय सेवाका बारेमा वर्णन गरिएको पाउँदछौँ.
Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly establishes that there are two types of religion.
Srimad Bhagavatam ma yo kura spashta gariyeko cha ki dharma dui prakar ka huncha.
Materially mixed religion and pure spiritual religion.
Bhautik asa bada mishrit dharma ra purna adhyatmik dharma.
In material religion there are unlimited varieties and shades of religion.
Bhautik dharma ma vibhinna teska angadingaharu vibhinna aru teska varga haru huncha.
When you come to transcendental religion, there's one kind. So if the world is to be united, one religion in the entire world, it has to only be on the standard of transcendental religious principles. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only taught purely transcendental spiritual or religious principles.
त्यसैले श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुले मात्र दिव्य र आध्यात्मिक धर्मका विषयमा कुरा गर्नुभयो.
As mentioned in these various previous Vedic verses, he had an external and an internal purpose for coming down into this world. His external purpose was to spread this bhakti and the chanting of Hare Krishna in the world. You see, as I mentioned before, that this chanting is the most effective means of self-realization recommended for this age. Not that other processes are not good. Religion, by definition, is good. But the question is that if you have a shortage of time, then in that short period of time, what is the best thing that you can do? Just like, for instance, everyone knows that people should graduate from their university and then they should enter into the business field. That's the normal tradition. So to give a material example, the general managing director and chairman of the Microsoft Computer Corporation, he left his university and he immediately started his company. He didn't get his degree. But now, his company is making a profit of $50 million a year, or about 75 crores of Nepali rupees. So sometimes, there may be a shortcut. What is the need of him having a degree if he can already make his, I mean, materially speaking, make his fortune without a degree? You see, for other yugas there's plenty of time. Kali Yuga time is very short. We only live maximum 100 years.
Yes, Kali Yuga.
According to the Vedas. The Vedas says the Kali Yuga goes on, that 100 years will gradually reduce to 30 years. So now insurance companies say the average life expectancy is somewhere between 60 and 70 years. So already half the figure has come down. So in this short period of time, we need very condensed spiritual practices. You see, therefore this Harinam Sankirtan process is given. This is very concentrated. Therefore, the process of pure bhakti is given because that is very condensed. Other processes of religion are good, but they're slow. But either they're slow or they're leading to a non-spiritual objective. So that means it's a roundabout way. It's good, but it's not the need in this Kali Yuga. We need something more powerful. Just like the mosquitoes of Kali Yuga, they are developing immunity towards all type of poisons.
जस्तै यस कलियुगका मच्छरहरूले जति पनि दबाईहरू छन् तिनीहरूपट्टि तिनीहरू सहनशील भइसकेका छन्.
They have to invent newer and newer medicine to counteract the malaria because the mosquitoes are developing immunity. So you can take a dharma as like a medicine. To cure our sinful life, which is like a disease, to eradicate all the bad karmas. But we've developed immunity for dharma. Our sinful mentality, our materialistic mentality is so strong. The ordinary dharmas, that medicine is not strong enough. We've developed immunity. It doesn't change our consciousness. In spite of going to temple, in spite of doing so many different rituals, still material desires are always disturbing the consciousness. Therefore, we need a very strong spiritual medicine which can counteract our hard mentality, our immunity towards becoming purified. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought that process into the forefront. He has popularized it. That is the process of Krishna Sankirtanam, chanting congregationally the names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's formula was very simple.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avishkara was very simple.
He said exactly the same thing that Bhagavat is saying, exactly the same thing the Vedas are saying. He said, Bolo Krishna, you chant the name of Krishna. He said, Bhajo Krishna, you worship Krishna, be his devotee, you bow down like you Bhajo Krishna, you worship Krishna. Koro Krishna Shiksha. And you study the teachings of Krishna. There are two books which are teachings of Krishna. One is Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna himself, which is accepted by all the acharyas all over Nepal, India, as the most the essence of Vedic wisdom, and as the even Shankaracharya has accepted that the Bhagavad Gita is the cream of the Vedic cow. So this is one teaching of Krishna. Is spoken by Krishna, therefore it's also it's a teaching of Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavat is also Krishna Shiksha. Because it's spoken about Krishna. So this is a very simple process given by Lord Chaitanya. Srimad Bhagavat says you don't need any other scripture. As it is, Srimad Bhagavat is 18,000 verses. How many people in Nepal and India have read the Srimad Bhagavat? And the youth, how many have read Bhagavad Gita? The older people have read, but many of the younger people that I have met, they have not touched the
Bhagavad.
This is very unfortunate. So, but actually these two books are adequate to bring us to this spiritual, transcendental understanding. Then chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, feast on his prasadam. This is very simple, but it is very effective. It is very powerful medicine. Our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Abhoy Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he being empowered by Lord Chaitanya, brought this message all over the world. He spread it all over the world. So, when he proposed this system to the Western people who are not really acquainted with Vedic culture, even they don't find anything very complicated about singing Hare Krishna and dancing and then feasting on the Krishna vegetarian prasadam. They don't find it very complicated. They're able to do it. And if you are very philosophically inclined, then you sit down and you discuss Srimad Bhagavat. So, just in conclusion, I'd like to speak something about the other purpose for Lord Chaitanya's coming. Swamathuchcha Radha Prema Rasa Swadite Radha Bhav Angi Koriyache Balomote. To taste the mellow quality of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs in her relationship with Krishna, and to understand the reservoir of pleasure in Krishna, Krishna himself and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of Radharani.
Srimati Radharani ko Sri Krishna prati ko prem ras kasto cha kura janne ka lagi Sri Krishna apai Srimati Radharani ko bhav liera Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu ka rup ma avatarit hunuhuncha.
You see, of course, to understand this very esoteric purpose, we have to have a basic understanding of who is Krishna. You see, in the Upanishads, it glorifies the Brahma Jyoti, the source of the spiritual effulgence, which is eternal and all pervasive.
Upanishad dharma Brahma Jyoti jo sanatan prakash ho tes bare ma varnit gareko cha.
You see, then this Brahma Jyoti is explained by the Srimad Bhagavat to be the first level of spiritual realization. That the Absolute Truth is realized in three features. Vadanti tat tattam vidam yat jnanam tattam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabhyate. Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, these are the three features that the Absolute Truth is realized. The first is the Brahma Jyoti, the second is realizing the Super Soul, which is present in everyone's heart. When Bhishma Dev was lying in the bed of arrows, that time, as he was leaving his body, just as he was about to leave the world, he called for Krishna to be present. He begged that Krishna would be present. At that time, the last thing he said before leaving his body, is that, Hare Krishna, you are present in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. And thus, it's very hard to understand your position. Then he said that, but now I've understood that this Paramatma is simply a plenary portion of yourself. Plenary portion means Ansha Prakash. So, the Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personal Form of the Absolute Truth, that is the ultimate realization. Bhagavan, or the personal aspect of the Param Brahma, is the ultimate realization, is the highest realization, or the complete realization. So, Krishna, he is always the Lord. Bhagavan is Parameshwar. Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishna Sat Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So he is always worshipped as the Supreme Lord.
Shri Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Ramsarama Adi Purushka Rama
Pujitana. And Krishna, he has various energies.
Krishna ka dhere sakti
arjuna. Just as it mentioned in this Svaita Svatara Upanishad, that Parasha Shaktir Vividaiva Suryate, that there are various types of energies of the Supreme Lord. So, those energies are into Sat Chit and Ananda. Eternal energy, the cognizance energy, and the pleasure potency. People get prashana.
Shakti, unko cognition.
Chit shakti.
Unko chit shakti.
Sat shakti, chit shakti, ananda shakti.
Ananda shakti. Tin shakti unko
prashana. So Srimati Radharani is the ananda shakti.
Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ka ananda shakti
hunuhuncha. Or in other words, Krishna expands himself in these different energies. And the energy of pure bhakti, of prema, of ananda, that takes that is the form of Radha. So, Krishna, he's always accepting worship, but he sees that his pure devotees, especially Radha, they are experiencing such a wonderful ecstasy by doing spontaneous loving devotion for him.
Sri Krishna Bhagavan sadai puja lai swikar garnu huncha ra wahale anubhav garnu huncha ki Srimati Radha Rani wahalai prem garda kheri wahalai bhakti garda kheri kati ananda anubhav garnu huncha.
But he doesn't, he's not experiencing exactly this consciousness. Because his perspective is Ishwar Bhav. So he doesn't know what is the Bhakta Bhav. So one time he said he wants to know himself, what is that mood of devotion for that my devotee is feeling for me? The only way he can know is he has to become his own devotee. It's a very mysterious avatar. If you can understand the avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you never take birth again in this material world. And you achieve spontaneous love for Godhead. This is the promise of the great devotees. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna who's taken on the color of his greatest devotee, Radha, the golden color, and he's also taken on her mood of devotion. You see, someone may say, well, why Krishna bhakti? Why not Narayan bhakti or Vishnu bhakti or some other bhakti? You see, because Narayan, they're also the expansion from Krishna. It's only the form of Krishna can invoke the highest sentiment of this spontaneous loving devotion. For the residents of Vrindavan. Especially the gopis. For instance, there is a history that one time the gopis were looking for Krishna. And then they saw that there Krishna is sitting. He's sitting there just in the distance. So they ran to where Krishna was sitting. So the Krishna, he couldn't hide. He was spotted. He was exposed. So what can he do? So suddenly he changed his form. And he manifested the Narayan form with four arms. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So, when the gopis came, they said, oh, it's not Krishna, it's Narayan. So they offered their respectful obeisances. Oh Narayan, Lord of Vaikuntha, please accept our obeisances. Kindly tell us, where is our beloved Krishna with peacock feather in his hair, with his threefold bending form and his beautiful flute? We are looking for him. You see, residents of Vrindavan, they weren't satisfied. They had Narayan there. They're asking, where is Krishna? We want Krishna. The Krishna inspired that loving sentiment in their hearts. You see, so, of course, it was then Narayan, it was Krishna taking Narayan form. He said, go that way. And they ran off looking for Krishna. But then Srimati Radha came. And her love was so intense for Krishna that when she asked that where is Krishna, she was feeling such a viroha, such a separation. Her love is known as Mahabhav, or the highest form of pure love. So then, Krishna wanted to keep his four-handed form and fool Radharani. But because she is personally the Aladini Shakti, the Ananda Shakti, her love is so intense, could not keep his four arms there. His two arms disappeared, and he repeatedly just showed his two-arm form. He could not, even he wanted to, he could not disguise his identity. So strong was Radha's love.
Radha's love is so strong. थियो कि उहाँले श्रीकृष्णले आफ्नो चतुर्भुज आकार आफूले राख्न खोज्दा खोज्दै पनि राख्न सक्नु भएन, उहाँले त्यो आराधनी प्रेम त्यो आनन्दमय प्रेमको अगाडि आफ्नो चतुर्मुखी आकारलाई छोडेर दुई हातको आकार श्रीकृष्ण आकारमा आउनुभयो।
राधा देखे कृष्ण तारे हास्य करिथे, সেই ছাত্রভুজ মূর্তি চাহিন রাখিতে, লুকাইলা দুই ভুজ রাধার আগ্রেতে, বহু যত্ন কইলা কৃষ্ণ নারীর রাখিতে, রাধার বিশুদ্ধ ভাবের আচিন্ত প্রভাব, যে কৃষ্ণরে করাইলা দ্বিভুজ স্বভাব। This is a quote from the Uchula Nilamoni that also states that Radha Krishna, he couldn't hide himself. So Krishna, he became attracted that what is this this bhakti shakti that my devotees have? I want to understand it myself. So therefore, that son of Nanda Maharaj, that same Krishna, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as devotee, as an experiment, you can say, as a research into his own devotion. So, that is the inner purpose of Lord Chaitanya's coming. So, we'd like to, because Nepal is known as the rooftop of the world, so we would like them also to know the topmost of this Vedic understanding. This most secret of all secrets. This avatar of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals the confidential subject matter of the Vedic literatures. It reveals the secret of what is actually Krishna Prema and how can we achieve it in this lifetime. So when we worship Lord Chaitanya, as the Vedas predicted, he comes with associates, Sangopangasta Parshadam. We also worship him along with his companions, his associates. So we chant the name of Lord Chaitanya plus the name of Nityananda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Advaita Nityananda, Shivash Godadharadi Jato Bhakta Vrinda. So we chant these five personalities' names. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna himself coming down for all the purposes that I mentioned. Just like when Krishna came, Balaram came. So with Krishna this time, Balaram also came. He came as Nityananda. The Mahavishnu also came. He came as Advaita Gosai. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, these are three avatars. Gadadhar is the incarnation of Radha or the internal potency. In this pastime, she is coming to assist the Lord in his research on his own devotion. And Srivas is Narada Muni who has come down to also assist the Lord. I'd like you all to repeat this Panchatattva mantra. It is very purifying. It is very purifying. Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Shrivas.
Shrivas.
Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita,
Shri Advaita,
Gadadhar,
Gadadhar,
Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda,
Shri Vasadi Gaur
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Gadadharo Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Gadadharo
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Gadadharo Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.